A Skagway senior center and housing facility is moving closer to fruition. This week, the assembly selected a company for the design phase, but the contract hasn't been awarded yet. The assembly voted Thursday to continue working with MRV Architects with a notice of intent to award a contract. That's the same company that drew up the conceptual designs for the facility, and the one a scoring committee rated the highest. At about $382,000, MRV didn't make the cheapest bid. But it wasn't the most costly either. That was Jensen Yorba-Lott at about $406,000. Barb Broderson is on the Senior Ad Hoc Committee.
Thank you for getting this design proposal on the agenda tonight. We're just waiting for you to finish the next step so we can start going full bore.
In September, voters narrowly approved a $6 million bond to support the facility. The bond question passed by just 5 votes. But the assembly still wasn't totally satisfied with the proposal the company has drawn up. Here's Assemblyman Orion Hansen.
The original design that MRV put out, I think, was a little bit extravagant. You know, had a lot of things in there that looked really nice, but, you know, balconies, you know, 700 square foot apartments, it just was way over the top. And so I have hesitation proceeding with, you know, that being, you know, their concept of what we're asking for.
Assemblyman Jay Burnham suggested continuing the conversation with MRV.
It would just be my recommendation that Scott negotiates and
good term.
Says that the scope of the project is not a beautiful Taj Mahal, but a senior center and apartments.
Michael Baish is the chair of the Senior Ad Hoc Committee. He said his group was also committed to making the cost reasonable.
We did go with the top of the line preferences. I think that's what you do in that situation. And what they came back with is a really nice design of the pre-development design. But of course, once we get into the details, we would cut them back.
The conversation raised a bigger concern about companies jacking up the price of proposals when Skagway's involved. Here's Assemblyman Tim Cochran.
When they see Skagway, there's two lines through the S. I mean, it's dollar signs, and I think we get overpriced on just about everything.
There are still questions about who would manage the facility once it's built and how to pay for the yearly cost of keeping the building's doors open. Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr. suggested creating a nonprofit to facilitate construction of the facility and operations once it's built.
Having a nonprofit to build the facility and operate it, you know, through grant funding is going to save money, even if we design it.
Because of the assembly's concern about reining in the cost of the project, they voted on continuing discussions with MRV with the intent to award the contract. The motion passed 4-1, with Hansen opposed. Now they've asked Hahn to negotiate with the company to make sure they're on the same page in terms of cost and scale. If the company isn't agreeable, the municipality could decide to award the contract to someone else. It will go back to the assembly for final review.